It's being described as perhaps the most blunt help wanted sign of all time. It's 7:21, your morning team on WSGW. This morning you're with Charlie and Mike and Denise and Pat. This is a story that actually was, I think, from October. I'm trying to clear the desk off of stories from this past year that maybe have had set aside and wanted to mention, never had a chance to or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of those. On the Morning Team page, I have a picture of the sign so you can judge for yourself whether you think that the description of it perhaps being the most blunt, help-wanted sign of all time. This is a guy from Pasadena, Texas. His name is Walter Parsons. He's the owner of the Pets Gone Wild Resort. It's a pet daycare. You know, you bring your pets in and they're cared for during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And here is the sign that he hung on his fence. Can you read that?
It says, now hiring non-stupid people.
That's what he hung up.
Are people usually trying to find stupid people
to
hire?
He says that he got tired of hiring staff that didn't last long and wouldn't listen to direction. And he said most of the time the problem was is that despite pleas, orders, regulations, spent more time on their phones than they did watching the pets.
Ah.
As he says, you know, you come into our facility and, you know, we have a responsibility. He said, you know, he compared it to, you know, as a pet daycare, it's like, you know, would you want to bring your pet here knowing that it's not being cared for properly because too many people are watching their phones? So some of his business neighbors say they were a little offended, didn't like it, though he says that, and again, this was back in October, that he was going to be taking it down in a couple of days because in a span of 24 hours, he got several applicants that he thought were going to be perfect for the job. So this was in Pasadena, Texas, by the way. This banner on his fence again. Yeah, as Pat said, now hiring non-stupid people. Perhaps the most blunt help wanted sign of all time?
I suppose. Maybe one of them. But
I'm trying to think. Most help wanted signs I recall seeing just basically say, help wanted.
That's really about it, yeah.
Well, I would argue that that is more blunt than the non-stupid people. I mean, blunt, that's like just to get right to the point, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, help wanted.
Help wanted, yeah, anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it does not say help wanted. It says now hiring.
Now hiring,
so
right.
So, there could be a little clarification. Right. Although I have to say, on a serious note, most of the help wanted signs I see nowadays do include, you know, the starting hourly wage, which I don't recall having seen that until the past number of years, a couple mm-hmm. of years. It used to just be, you know, help wanted, whatever, you know, apply within, whatever.
Yeah.
But there now you see all over the place, they tell you what the starting hourly wage would be. Or potential, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's it, more the potential.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
You know, you have to meet the qualifications.
Earn up to or something.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. So that's something.
Right. No, that's the competition.
That is. If anyone else can think of anything that they have might come across when it comes to something of a help wanted sign variety that's a little bit more blunt than now hiring non-stupid people, please let me know. I'd like to know what would be even worse than that.
Didn't the sign once say long-haired hippie people need not apply?
Signs, everywhere there's signs. The five-man
that's
electric
pretty blunt.
Band, that's very
that
good.
That was pretty blunt.
That is very good. Nice reference. Great tune from the 1970s.
Yeah, but all you got to do is just tuck your hair under your hat.
Nice job. No, you guys are channeling it nicely.